Mishnei Seirei Yom HaKippur, Mandav Samach Beis Amad Aleph, starting Bezos Hashem, the sixth Perek. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, the two Seirim, Mitzvoson, LeMitzveh is Sheyu Shneim Shovim, B'mare uVekoyme uVedomim. That the two behemoths should be similar, the same mare, the same height, ubedomim, and the same value. Let us see Rashi, Shnei Seiri b'mare, Shneiem levonim oishchoirem. Both should be white or black. That is two girsois here, oishchufim. That's what Rashi says. The Marav Ranschenberg brings oishchufim. According to Marav Ranschenberg, so shchufim is, the big Rashi, it's not lovon, it's not shocher, so it's in between. It's not very light and it's not very dark. If you geiris shchufim, the Svas Emes wants to say shchufim is a loshen like nistach vosadeu. It means it's like if it's shvach, if it's kochush. He says shchufim is a loshen of kochush. So the Svas Emes wants to say. So b'mare is not only the chitzoniyistik color. If Rashi says oischufim, so he understood pshat in Rashi, that means is it thin or fat? So schufim means like it's kochush. So they also have to be, or both are kochush, or both are bori. So the Svas Emes asks a very interesting ha'ore. So if it's shovin, b'mare, and mare does not mean the only the chetzoniyistik color, but means the general outlook, if it's fat or thus. And b'koyma, so why do you need ubedomim? Ubedomim agavuch pshat is they bring a Yerushalmi. Domim does not mean that they have to get the same. They have to have the same value. Not only the price that the seicha charged. Both of them have to have the same value. So how is it shaykh hechatim to be shoven b'mare v'koyme and not be shoven b'domim? That's his kasha. Svasemes. If you don't learn like the Svasemes, you learn shchufim, so it could be the only dimyan has to be this dimyan chitzoini of mare and koyme. But one could be fat and one could be skinny and they could have some emele zicha shaykh a chilek and domim. But the way he learns that Yegeiris Schufim, so he has a problem. So he says that Shayach, still they should be the same, and one should still be better than the other, like Eglet Tulsoi, a third born is a better quality. So Shayach, one should be at least a Shlishi Lebetin, and one wasn't a Shlishi Lebetin. So he says it's still Shayach. That they shouldn't be shoven bedomim, even though they're shoven b'mare v'koyme. There's other characteristics that can weigh over in the shavius of the shnei seirim. The rishayim ask a kasha, shiyu shoven b'mare v'koyme. So the rishayim asks, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Gemara says by Ben Tzayra Moire that the oven aim also have to be shoven. Shoven, bekoil, bemare, bekoime. So the Gemara says that Ben Tzayra Moire lehoye b'loy nivrot. A chayich that you should have an oven aim that should be shoven, bekoil, bemare, bekoime. So the Rishonim asks, so how can you have it by Shnei Seirim? So the Ritva says there's a difference between an animal and a person. A person is very boilet, the differences between one person and another, more than by animals. So by animals, a peskem yom shoven. Frekta in Yerushalmi state that there are no two chitim which are the same. So if there's no two chitim which are the same, so there's no two animals which are the same. So the Ritva says that is true. That means in reality there are no two the same, but there it's by animals you could have two similar animals. So that means when the Mishnah said shoven, shoven has to be with a grain of salt. That means that is true. They're not mamish shoven. By another, this darg of similarity you also can have. But al kaponim, by shnei seirim, we have to have al kaponim grade B or grade C similarities, and that is sufficient. Ubelekichosan keechot, and also they both have to be purchased simultaneously. Now that is mitzvoson. Now the Mishnah continues, va'afal pi she'ein shovim ksheirim. But the eved, if it's not shovim, it's also kosher. Lokach echad hayem ve'echad lamocho is ksheirim. So now the Mishnah is telling us that that what we had said mitzvoson is only lemitzvah and not likuvah. The ritva is meisiv. So why does he have to specify? We just said that it has to be shoven the mara the kaim of dam kosan keachot, and so then if you so then why does he have to repeat if it wasn't shoven the all three? But the evidence kosher zloka echad yemechad lamocha, but the evidence kosher. So he says he wants to say perhaps if you'd only say the first din, so I would think since the shoven of the first din is only a relative shoven. But you really never get shoven mamics. I would think, no, so the mitzvah is, no. And if it's not, zechnish gefelach. Because if when it is, zechnish shoven. But like, ichosan ke'echod, one can take it. This is a mitzvah that one can be mekayim with ala hidurim. This one can be mekayim ke'echod. That both animals can be purchased mamish simultaneously. Taich with a shliach, that one gives that both moichim made him a shliach, a third person to sell their behemoths, and he gives him kesef. So he's kind of both behemoths for basachas mamish. Afal pikein, the Mishnah says that's la mitzvah, but if it wasn't done, it wasn't done. Meis echad mehem. What happens? Nope, we went through all these formalities, and we got now the Shnei Sirim. Now, Meis Echad Mehem. And now, one of them died. Im Ad Shalai Higrol Meis. So, if before Hagrola was Meis, Yikach Zug L'Sheini. So, you go and purchase another one. Here's the shtickle problem. L'chayre, why yikach zug l'sheini? So you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of l'kichoson ke'echot. Yikach zug l'sheini, some emela souls. So the ritva says, no, we tried. There was a l'kichoson ke'echot by the first one. Now it died. This is called b'di'evet already. Azayvait is a b'di'evet. That's what the Ritva says. The Gemara Sari Muchetzich, though, he wants to say a whole new pshat in the Mishnah, but he says he doesn't understand. There's a mitzvah l'chatchil l'kichosn k'echad. I mean, what will be with the first one? The first one, it will be yirat sheyistayev. And they'll be paided. So he says, no. He says, we have a mitzvah l'kichosn k'echad. So we have to be chos on the behemoth. It shouldn't be yirat sheyistayev. So Sari Muchetzich, Zeshtak, why we mevatel the mitzvah l'kichosan ke'echad by meis echad mehem. But al kaponim, the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says that if meis echad mehem before hagrole, so you mevatel the mitzvah l'kichosan ke'echad. Ve'im ishehigril meis, what happens if after hagrole one died? So now you have a problem. Now you have to, you can't be maybe zug, because yikar zug l'sheini, because you have to make agrola. The bir of agrola is yovi zug acher, so now you bring two. V'yagril aleihem, betchila. Now he makes a new agrola, on the second pair. V'yoyma, and really, let us say the way the Rashi brings pshat in the Mishnah, the Mishnah means as follows. Im shalshem meis, if the shalshem died, v'yoyma, he should say, so the second one that was Olav HaGoyro L'Shem should be in place of the Shem Shemes. Vim Shalazozol Meis, Ze Sha'ola Olav HaGoyro L'Azozol Yiskayim Tachtov, this should be in place of the one that was Olav HaGoyro L'Azozol. V'Hasheini, so by the Meis we have no problem. So we have one either Shalshem or Shalazozel. But by the one that remained alive, now we have two of the same, either two Shalshem, two Shalazozel. So Vasheini Yira at Sheyistoiv, V'yimoche Vipo Domov L'Nedovo. Over which the Sheini is, if the Sheini is from the first Zukah, from the second Zukah, she says we'll see in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim Yira at Sheyistoiv, and that's what you do. She'ein chatos sibo meis. The Tanakama holds that even though this is a chatos, and a chatos sheniskapru by lehov. That means we used another one. We used another soil. So this is a chatos sheniskapru by lehov. That halacha is that it's halacha l'moish m'sinei shemeisa, but that's dafke by chatas yochid, but chatas sibo she'ein chatas sibo meisa. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tomus. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Yos the chatas sibo is also meisa. Let us see Rashi. V'yoymar im shel shem meis ochim mefashinim im shel shem meis yoymar ze she'olo. Vim shalazozol meis yoimar ze shaol should be tachtov. Vasheini im shalazozol meis v'achshav yesh kan shnayim l'shem echod shenisham mizug rishon ve'echod mizug sheini ve'echod mehem yiskaper shishvim mechaper with one of them vasheini yire v'chein im shal shei meis. Which one is the second one? Im sheini shebezug sheini, im sheini shebezug rishon. She'ein chatos sibo meisa, the chigmiri. So the Tanakama holds that a chatos sibo does not die. The chigmiri chomesh chatois. This is aloch l'moshe misinai. That chomesh chatois meises is this halacha meshusini was said biyochid gemiri was said by chatas yochid. V'taime mefayrish bahiris betmura ma motzinu, and out of these five chatois meises, three of them does not pass by a tzibo. Ma motzinu vlad chatos. Does not shayach by achatas sibo, because achatas sibo is always a zocha. Tmuras chatos passed oichnish by achatas sibo, because the shutfim can't make a tmura. A tmura can only be made by a yochid. Vachatas shemesu ba'leho passed oichnish by a sibo, she'ein sibo meise, shleitim tzayim b'tzibo. So memele, three of the five chatois amesois are not applicable by a tzibo. So Tanakama holds as af chatos shekipru by leo. So now the case of our Mishnah that we had two chatois shekipru by leo, bafapisha efshili is betzibo. This seichetimtze is possible by tzibo le nemro ela biyochel. We say that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which was said five tziyurim of chatoi shemesoi, so if three out of five are not shayach by a tzibo, so we say that the whole that by all five there's no, the din does not apply by a tzibo. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Thomas. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda nishpach adam yomus hamishtaleach. Meis hamishtaleach yishafech adam. Va'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda v'gmor ha'maforish me'os eloi sufi yomus hamishtaleach v'yovi shnayim v'yagral alayim b'tchilo. Zog de Gemara. Tono Rabbonon. First one, the Gemara will see Taisus. Tono Rabbonon. Yikach shnei seirei izim. It says shnei seirei izim. Miyut seirei shnayim. Seirei is two. Is matam adloima shnei. So the shnei is miyuta. So the shnei is coming to tell us you shneim shovim, that both should be equal. The Ritva says we see from this Gemara that what we say miyit sire shneim l'chayre, we would say sire is a loshen rabbe. So it's at least two, could be more than two. So be'etzem when it says sire, it says a schum of two and up. Misafik will bring two, but it's not, that means we're Safik will bring two. So that's it. He says, Shnei, to tell you, no, the hero is Davki two. What's the whole, so he says, Ein Nechanami. He says, later there's one on the Yomataka that held like that. But from this Gemara, we see Nitazoi, that Miyet Sire Shnayim is Pshat is that if you, that that's it. It's Bevadai two. It's not more than two. If the Torah didn't say more than two, so it is two bevadai. So then the shnei is takim miyuta legamri. So that is pshat in the kasha of the beraisa. Is ma talmud loy mishnei? Shiyu shneim shovim. Minayim afal pi she'ein shneim shovim ksheirim. Talmud loy ma soyer ribo. Rabbi Nachmanel says over here what the drosh is. It says, V'nosan arin ha-shnei ha-seirim gerolis. Hoyu lo'ilichte v'hikriv es asher olo olov la'shem v'asol chates v'asher olo olov ha-goyer la'zozul. Yom ha-tchai. And it says, V'hikriv es ha-soyer asher olo olov. Es ha-soyer asher olo olov. So it says, there's two extra words, seirim. So, v'nayin sh'afapi she'ein sh'neim shovim k'sheirim, tamad loyma soya ribo. So now I have a ribo. Taime de rabbi rachmonas. You need a ribo. Holei rabbi rachmonas, ava mina psulim. Frek de gemore ikuve menolom. Why do you need a ribo? That where was there an ikuv that I should need a ribo? So Al-Kadaita Chamino, so the Gemara answers, Shnei Ksit. Says three times Shnei. So then I would think it's Shonu La'akev. So therefore, we need a ribuy of Soyer. A Shnei Take is Meyuter, and Shnei comes to tell us Shavim. And it's Shonu La'akev. So I would think it's Take Ma'akev de Shavim, is Kamash Malon. That the soyer ribo, that it's filled with the dasha, which also good. The hash that the rabbi rachmone soyer shnei lomali is chad lemare, b'chad lekoimo, b'chad ledomim, and but it's lemitzvah because I have a soyer lerabbis. Ikuvim minola imishum. The Gemara says, why do you need a ribu? Where do you have an iko? Imishum d'chsive chukim. Pekrashi, why do you need a... what's the problem? It says chukka by Yom HaKippur. So Rashi says, obey la Rabbi Yehuda, obey la Rabbi Nechemye, like sive chukka el ha'advoy kehei min ha'avoyde. From the things which are from the avoyde sayoyim. Avoloy al lekicheshi mit mel shilshem. That means the dvorim which were done before Yom Kippurim. So that, zichir don't have an ikub. to Menachem Eshev Nefesh brings down that that it's possible that it should be in Yom Kippurim. I'll be here the case when if Meis Echad Mehem Efta Agrolas, so you make a new Lekiche. This already is in Yom Kippurim already. This is a Tzeirich Pnim. So this is a Tzeirich. I mean, so you take a Zugacher, so Memele, so maybe over there, I mean, so look there, you should say Chukah. That's why you need a Ribuy of Soyer Soyer. So the Menachem Eshev Nefesh brings down, number one, he brings down a Psa-Praktish Teretz. They didn't purchase them in Yom Kippur. They always had, few extras on hand if something is going to happen. So Memele, those that were purchased were also purchased Erev Yom Kippur. So we have the Sfora of Rashi here that, so this Lekicha was never a Chukah on this Lekicha since it was done before Yom Kippur. But he brings another Teretz that, if the first Lekicha is not Ma'akev, so the second Lekicha should be Ma'akev. It's not Mistab. So Al Kaponim, so that's why we say the Havamina of Ika would be, because it says Shnei Shnei Shnei. Chad Lamare Ule Mitzvah Veloy La'akev. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Nami Hochi, Gabi Kivsei Metzoiro, Ikach Shnei Kavosim. Miyut kvosim shnayim. Ma talmud loyim shnei, shi shnayim shovim. Minayin, one is a chattis, one is a noshim. Minayim sh'af al pi she'ein shnayim kshovim ksheirim. Talmud loyim al. So it says, keves keves, ribo. Taim ed Rabbi Rachmona, oloi Rabbi Rachmona av amine psulim. With a special ribo, ikuvim min olon, salkadai tach amine, tiye ksib. It says, by mitzoyre tiye, that it should be the way it is written, kaviosom. In fact, the Gemara v'hashle do Rabbi Rachmona keves keves tiyolomoli, but the Gemara l'shar havyosay shal mitzayra. The other halachas of a mitzayra there, take it's likuvim. V'san yenami gabi mitzayra ki aigavnik, tziporim, miyu tziporim, shtayim. Matam aloim eshtey, ששתיים שובס, ומיניים שאף על פי שאינם שובס כשירס, תלמד לא אמר, ציפר ציפר ריבו. תאימד רבי רחמונה, אולי רבי רחמונה פסולס, אז היא ניציפר ציפר, עיכוב ומנולום, סלקדאי תחמינה, תהיה כסיב, זה תהיה בי הירוסו, פיריד. תק דגמר והשת דרבי רחמונה ציפר סוטי אלום עלי, לשער רבי יוסי של מצוירה. For the other הלוח הזה מצוירה, there's a הלוח הישס תקדרת ליקובה. פרק דגמר אי הוכי, so we have now a pattern that whenever it says שני, it means שובן, and then if there's ribuyim or the dos, we'll know, and if there's an ikuv and a ribi, we'll know if it's lamitzvah, it's likuve. Yehoch, if the gemore, gabi tmidim nami neima, kvosim, miyit kvosim shnayim. Ma talmud loyim shnayim, shishneim shovim. Uminayim shavu bish, ein shneim shovim ksheirim. Talmud loyim keves keves ribo, ulamitzvah, Ochinami de beinon, about kaponim, so we'll also say the same thing. That you needed le mitzvah. And for the Gemara, ahu mi boy lelich de sanya. The shnayim of the tomid we need for something else. But before we go further, let us see the Rashi on this Gemara. Salka daita chamina, tia ksiv zeis tia teres hametzaire, the mashma bab yosei tehei parshizu kechol hakosubo. Le mitzvah chanami de beine, shishneim shoven. Va aloi loi shanina zeis eitzel tamidim, this is the gemore we're up to. So the gemore says, no, ahu mi boile, lichdesanye, now let's go back to the gemore. Shnayim layoim keneged hayoim. We'll see what does that mean. Shnayim hayoim keneged hayoim. So Rashi says, keneged zrichas hashemesh. That the shchitas hatomid was in the area opposite the zrichas hashemesh, and we'll see soon what that means. So the Shnayim Layoim is coming to tell us that both Tamidim have to be facing the Mokim Zriche. That means that the Tamid Shol Shachar, since the Zriche was B'Mizrach in the morning, and the walls of the Beis HaMikdash cast a long shadow, he wanted that the Tamid should be bathing in the sun, so we had to make sure that we stooped the Tomid towards Mairiv, that this was after, so this was opposite to Mokim HaZrich, so the Zrich was able to shine on B'Shas Shritas HaTomid, that was Keneged Hayoim. So we stooped it towards Mairiv. We'll see by the Tomid Shobeina Obayim, so there the Chama was B'Mairiv, so we stooped the Tomid shall be Abayim towards Mizrach, also should be connected the rays of the sun. So that's that. So the Shnayim is not Miyuta. It's coming to tell Shnayim Layoim that both Tamidim should be Kishachtin connected Hayoim, connected Hashem. Like the Gemara Ata Oime connected Hayoim, Ayena Elo Chayves Hayoim. It's coming to tell us that both of them are Chayves Hayoim. You need two Tamidim for a day. So the Gemara says, "Shu'ayim asakeves echa tasa v'avoyke ve'isakeves hasheini tasa ben arba'im harei chayves hayoyim omol." So it says you have to bring two. So what shnayim layoyim? Omani mekayim shnayim layoyim. Keneged hayoyim. That the shchites ha-tomid has to be keneged hayoyim, keneged Hashemesh. Keitzad? Tomid shel shacha, the tomid shel shacha, oye nishchad al keren tzvoynis marovis. The it was geshochten al keren tzofen, that because it's kotshe kotshim, so it has to be betzofen. But it was tzvoynis marovis on the towards Mairiv, al tabash niye, the second tabas. We'll see there were 24 tabois. The second tabas, which was towards tzofen, and was on the Mairiv side. That was the Mokim Shchitas HaTomid Shol Shachar. V'shol Bein HaObayim, the Tomid Shol Bein HaObayim, Hayin Nishchat Al Keren Mizrochis Tzvoynis. Again, it was Tzvoynis because Kotshe Kotshim are Shchitosim Batzofen, but it was Mizrochis, there was on the Tzad Mizrochi of the Mizbeach, because Mizrach is Mechuvin Keneged the Shemesh, which is Zereach B'Mairet. Al Tabash Shniye. So the Gemara says, so we hear here Ashakla Vitaya, the Gemara said that, Pidarshan Shnayim, there has to be Shavim, so why by the Tamidim doesn't have to be Shavim? So the Gemara says, because there have a different drosha of the Shnayim. The Shnayim Layoim is coming to tell us the Mokim Shchitas HaTom. So you don't have a Shnayim over here, the Shnayim is used for a different drosha. Frag the Gemara, Musafim shel Shabbos, Vade Tzrichin shei shneim shavim. Einach hanami. The Musaf Taka had to be shneim shavim, because by the Musaf Taka we'll see there's a shneim over there also. And so there it's coming to tell us that it should be shneim shavim. And before we go to Rashi, so the Ritva says that the Makshin held that he didn't hold this whole shtick teire, that he held that Shnayim is never Miyuta. He says, Kvosim is a Loshen Rabim, it could be two and up. So the Teire wanted to be Mevara, exactly what it is, the Teire said Shnayim. So he held that, so he didn't hold of this whole Drosha. But Ihochi, if you do say like this, the kasha was, so why by the Tomid isn't there such a loch also should be Shnayim Shavim? So there he said, the Shnayim is coming for a different purpose altogether. The Shnayim is coming to tell us that should be Shnayim Keneged Hayyan. זאת רשי. על קרן, אוי אין לי אלו כנגד, אין לי אלו חייב הסיימה בו לעולם איזושהי שניים לחיים. זה מוסס לא, זה בפשע, זה כבס אחד עשה בבויקר. על קרן מערוביס צוויניס של מזבח. So the tomid shel shachar was nishchat on the keren marovis tzvoinis, on the northwestern side of the mizbeach. Shashemish bo min ha-mizrach. The shemish shines from mizrach. Lefichoch moishchoy ha-shoichet, therefore the shoichet was moishach, the kevis, letzad mairif, should be in the western side, Mairev Marovis Tzvoinis, Lahachikoi min Koisel HaMizrach B'chol HaYecholis, to make it as far as possible from the Koisel HaMizrach of the Beis HaMikdash, Mipnei Shaksolim Gvoyim, the walls were pretty tall, they cast a shadow, V'chamo Shachris B'shipuloi Shalukiya, the sun wasn't too high, so the wool was casting a shadow, v'tzela koisel oimet kenegdo, so memela, so therefore he had to go and schlep it out towards Mairev, that it shouldn't be, it should be after the shadow of the koisel mizrochi ended. Utzvoinis, that was Marovitz. Utzvoinis, shim de kotshi kadoshim, shritoson, על ירח המזבח צפוינה. ושם היה בייס המטבחיים. Now, in this area, on the צופן side of the מזבח, שם היה בייס המטבחיים, והטבויס קבויס ברצפה, there were 24 טבויס, we'll see, לא סייס ראש הבהימו לסייכון, והן 24 Kiminyan HaMishmoris. That there were 24 Tabois Kiminyan HaMishmoris. I saw that the Tavash Yisrael brings down, and each Mishma had their own Tabas that they used to shecht. Umekoimom Esrim V'arba Amois Al Esrim V'arba Kvuim B'shishas Dorim. It was 6x4, but it seems they were spread out, that it was Chof Vov Alma Al Tabas Shniyim. So when they shechted the Tomid, it was not by the first Tabas, which was closer to the Mizbeach, it was the second Tabas. It rose up six. But this is the second Tabas. Loi b'tabas she'etol Mizbeach, elo b'shniyelo, the second Tabas, ha'mishucho l'tzad Tzofen, which was facing towards Tzofen. Upnei ha-shoichet v'tzavor ha-behemeh. Now, the shoichet and the neck of the behemeh ba'alachsin were facing on an angle v'tzad mizrochis tzfoinis. They were facing towards mizrach v'tzad mizrochis tzfoinis. Now, what's the inyan to face Mizrach Tzofen? Shemishom HaShemesh Bo Shachris. It says, Keneged HaYoim. The Shchita should be Keneged HaYoim. So, from Rai, we'll see the Rishash soon, but Rashi seems to be saying that the sun did not rise directly from Mizrach, the Ruach Mizrachis. The sun rose from Mizrach Tzofen. Northeast, the sun rose from in the northeast. So memele, so if it says you have to shecht keneged hayoim, so you have to, the tzavor and the pnei sheichet have to be facing the sun. So memele, so they were facing mizrach tzof. Period. Let's go a little further. V'taime tabashni yolo yadana. I don't know why they shechted the Tomi Tabashni. Ani shamati, I heard, kedei shetei rishoyne misayote le ochis boragle ebeheime, shloita hofech, that, that they used the first Abbas to secure the Ragli Abahim. So it comes out, according to Rashi, that the head of the Behemah was facing Tzofen. So therefore, the Ragli HaBehemah could be in the first Abbas. V'shel Bein HaAbayim, then the Talmid Shel Bein HaAbayim, Shacham Bo Min HaMayrev, Moishech Atzmoy L'tzad Mizrach B'chol Yecheles. Therefore, they wanted to make sure they're not under the shade of the Kaisel Maravi. So they went as far as Mizrach as possible. Uponov Lamayrov, Lamayrev Dorim. And they were facing Mayrev Dorim. That means it seems the way Rashi is saying the sun rose in Mizrach Tzofen and settled in Mayrev Dorim, Balachsen Shezrichas Ashemesh Bo Misham, she has to be facing the direction where the sun is shining from. Let us for 1 minute see the Rishash. The Rishash asks on Rashi, Upnei Ashoichet V'tzava HaBehime Ba'alachsen L'tzad Mizroch Yisponish Shemisham HaShemesh Bo Shachas. Tzorich Iyan, the Bereish Perek Dal de Tomid Mevuo, the Pnei HaKeves Upnei Ashoichet L'mayrev. They were facing Mayrev. Both of them were facing Mayrev. And according to Rashi, it's very modern attack, according to Rashi, they were facing Mizrach Tzofen. Now, it's very difficult to face Mizrach Tzofen, so can have the Sheikh that's facing Mizrach Tzofen, so it would seem his back was towards Mayrev. But it says that they were facing Mayrev, so Rashi says they were facing Mizrach. Maybe he was standing inside, maybe his body was facing Dorev. It's often, and then he turned to set the Mizrach Tzofen. Umashe kosabanisha mati kidei tzochin the shambabu the roisha oyel dorim. That the roisha behema was facing dorim. So according to Rashi, the first tabas was for the feet of the behema. So the roish of the behema was facing tzofen. Was more towards Tzofen, and the Gemara says Klo that the head of the Behema was facing Dorim, so you can't use this, so the feet can't be by the first Abbas. These are the two kashas the Rishash asks on Rashi. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that the Shnayim Layim is coming for a different purpose, it's not Meyuta, so therefore we don't darshan Shiyashav. Umusofim shel Shabbos, shenema bem shnei chavosim, badai shnaim shavim likuva, deh taka taka likuva. Bidlehoda kosabahu, echad l'rabis, afal pishainim shavim, deh taka likuva, kach shamati. The koshali ikuva minol, like Rashi, I feel it doesn't say echad, but it doesn't say nikuva. Here we only said the only place we had any kuva we by Yom Kippur said shnei shnei shnei. Here it says tia, but meichatayshu there should be an ikuve by the kol musaf of Shabbos. Nirebeinai dochi gasine musafim vade shneim lemitzveh mitzvoson liyoyshovim. The Gemara does not that it means by musaf it's takalistah. By musaf it's there's a shnei and there's no reason for it, so it's coming lemitzveh. Legasine midlaksiv echad echad. Vitshitso de talmidei talbitsoi hi. This is a shita of the talmidei talbitsoi. What does Rashi mean? So the Menachem Eshev Nefesh says, talbitsoi means, beis hamedrash, that, Rashi means to say that this last shtickle that the Gemara had asked, the Moshe says, Ebezoi, we went through a whole list of Shnayim and Shnei and Shtayim. So the Gemara asked, what's with Musiv? So Rashi says, this is not the Loshon HaGemara, this is the Loshon of the Rabbanon Saveroi. Rashi calls them Tabitzoi, they were said on the Beis HaMedrash, David Samishpasayim, Abal Kaponim, so this last Nikol Rashi says is from the later Deiris, from the Goinim. That's what Rashi says, that's what Nachum Eshev Nefesh explains. Let us see Taisvis. an daf samach beis amad alt. Shnei seiri, chad le mara, v'chad le koimo, v'chad le dod. Nirali, so Taisva says, I would think, v'haino alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. This is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The alibe de Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, we heard already this Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, so I won't be too frem. Hadorish le ledrosha achite beperekame de shuas. We heard on daf samach aleph amad aleph, amachleikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What the soyer hamishtaleach was mechaparan. Rabbi Shimon holds the soyer, the vidui of the soyer hamishtaleach was mechaparan the Yisraelim. The vidui of the par, and sharabeiris, the vidui of the par was mechaparan the kahanim al sharabeiris. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the vidui of the soyer was mechaper on Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and all of them. So here, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda says the soyer mishtaleach was mechaper on ganz klar Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the soyer mishtaleach was only, and Rabbi Shimon holds that the soyer mishtaleach was mechaper only on the shar averish shel Yisrael, the vidui of the soyer mishtaleach. So now Taisus brings a Gemara in Shavuos that explains what the chaylikim. The Gemara says beperkama de Shavuos, v'lokach eshnei ha-seirim, makish soyer ha-mishtaleya, this is Rabbi Shimon's drosha, v'soyer ha-pnimi. What's the hekish? Ma soyer ha-pnimi einoi mechape al Yisrael b'shar ha-veiroi. The soyer ha-pnimi is mechaper and tumis kodesh v'migdash v'kadosha. But it's not mechaper b'shar ha-veiris al Yisrael. Av soyer ha-mishtaleach eini mechaper al ha-kayhanim b'shar ha-veiris. So memele, there's a similarity to the hekish. We're makish the soyer achitz into the soyer apnimi. Just like the soyer apnimi is not a tikkun klali, it's not mechaper on everything for the Eden. It's only mechaper for Tumas Migdash v'Kadoshov. It's not mechaper for not mechaper Shara Veres. It's not mechaper Shara Veres. So the soyer mishtalech also has this characteristic. It's not mechaper Shara Veres. For who? For the Kahanim. But al kaponim, so the soyer mishtaleach has the characteristic of the soyer pnimi, that just like soyer pnimi is not mechaper on shara veiris, so the soyer mishtaleach is also not mechaper on shara veiris. There's a little difference. This is not mechaper at all, and this is not mechaper for the kahanim. But al kaponim is a hekish. We're makish soyer achitzain to soyer pnimi. That's Rav Shimon. Bekom arosam, V'Rabbi Yehuda lohochi yishkish. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the hekish? She shovim b'mare u'b'kayma v'domim. Yeah, this is a hekish. The hekish is that they should be shovim b'mare u'b'kayma v'domim. So memele, so it comes out, so this drosha of shov is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon did something else with this hekish. From this hekish, Rabbi Shimon learned that the seir mishtaleich is not mechapa ashar averis for the kahan. The kosher factor toises Rab Shimon min nole the beinon shiu shoven. How does Rab Shimon know should be shoven? So lochay we would say a poshta teres ein hekish lamachze. So toises v'leka lameima mishum dein hekish lamachze. The nakish lahu lachol mili. Dim kain. Min nole la hashast Rab Yehuda lestle hekeisha elo lemare v'kayme v'domi. How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this hekish? He only uses the hekish for the marav v'kayim v'domim. Neima, the Rabbi Yehuda is lay hekish, the same hekish. The Gemara is the kasha that Rabbi Shimon darshened the makish soyer hachitzin to soyer apnimi. Ma soyer apnimi einei mechapa al shara veiris. Israel, Absorachitzin, Eine Mechapa Rashal Averis, Lekan. But Al Kaponim, that was his hekish. So,
So the Gemara says, what did Rabbi Yehuda do with the Hekesh? So he says, Neime, the Rabbi Yehuda is le Hekesh, she'ibche. Riyadash is the same Hekesh. Makesh pnimi le Mishaleach. He holds you learn out the pnimi from the Mishaleach. What's pshat? Ma Mishaleach eine mechape al Yisrael betumis migdash vekadosha. Just like the Mishaleach is a mechape al tumis migdash for the Yisraelim, af pnimi eine mechape al kehane betumis migdash vekadosha. So the pnimi is also not mechape on the kehanim. He says, what's mechape on the kehanim? The parents mechape on the kehanim for tumis migdash. So why didn't the Gemara say this? Why did the Gemara have to go off now? He uses the Hekesh for Shalvim B'mara. But he uses the same Hekesh, the same type of Hekesh, but he's Makesh the other way around. He's Makesh with Makesh Pnimi Lechitin, just like Techitin is not Mechapar Atumas Migdosh. The Yisraelim, so the Pnimi is not Mechapar Atumas Migdosh Lekahanim. You can't say that what, that you don't make the Hekesh to tell us that the Pnimi is not Mechapa and to Miss Migdish Lekadosha for the Kahanim, because I don't need the Hekesh for that. Because I can learn the Tatan Asher La'om Navke, it says the Soyer Asher La'om, so I see close, I'm Mechapa for the Kahanim. The mikoma kimi gufetikshe asher lom lomali tepeklei mehekeshe kedaprishes shlo yiskabru kahanim b'soir apnimi. So l'chayre, why do we make this hekesh according to Rabbi Yehuda? Mi oikel shnuy Rabbi Yehuda less le hekeshe kehaygavne, but chlali doesn't hold of such a hekesh. Masoir amishtaleach einoi mechape al Yisrael betumas migdash v'kadoshev. Avsoa pnini ene mechapa ala kehanim tuz migdash v'kadoshev, kiven lemotzi lemeilef doima ledoima, because this is a very modern hekesh. This is like a halfway hekesh. We're saying just like the soyer is not mechapa and tumas migdash, just like the soyer achitzin is not mechapa and tumas migdash, the soyer pnini is also not mechapa and tumas migdash. But we're differentiating it. The soyer achitzin is not mechapa and tumas migdash for the Yisraelim. The soyer pnini is not mechapa and tumas migdash for the kahanim. About the Hekesh. So could be, you'll say that the modern man is saying that Rabbi Yehuda uses the Hekesh for this because he does not involve such Hekesh. Given the Mosul Mail of Daimel Daimel, Mamish Shalech in a Machapa Yisrael, Afnini Machapa Yisrael. Avul Rab Shimon, the Dorish Hekesh, Machia Gav, Nafa Gav, they have a Mamish Daimel Daimel. Fava Gav, Dav Mosul, a Midrish Hekesh, a Milsa Chite, למרא וקיימא ודומי פלוחי דורש נאי נמי הו, משום די נקש למחצה. So Taisva says, perhaps we'll get back, we'll say the same terence. We'll say taka the yisod is ein hekish למחצה. So Rab Shimon the darshans from the hekish. He says, the Gemara says like this, when the Gemara says, what did Rabbi Yehuda do with the hekish? The Gemara did not want to say, if I care the hekish, that the purpose of the hekish would come to tell us that the soyer pnimi is not mechapa until mesmigdash v'kadoshev lekahanim. The Gemara didn't want to say this because the Gemara held could be Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal doesn't hold of this type of hekdesh. It's not daima ledaima. So therefore the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda uses the hekesh to tell us shovim b'mara. Ma she'en kein Rab Shimon, Taisa's whole kasha was according to Rab Shimon, how does Rab Shimon know that you don't need, that you do need shovim b'mara? So Rab Shimon will say in hekesh lemachze. Rab Shimon tak, he holds a fill up some modna hekesh, but also say in hekesh lemachze. So Taisa says that that is true, ochinami nidrish hoshle iskapu kahanim b'soya pnimi. So let's darshan the other way around also, that the kahanim should not be miskapa b'soya pnimi b'tumas migdash v'kadoshim hekesh b'soya mishtaleach. In hekesh lemachze, if you say in hekesh lemachze, so let's learn earth out fakert also, that just like the chitzin is not mechapa and tumis migdash v'kadoshav for the Yisraelim, so the pnimi is also not mechapa and tumis migdash v'kadoshav for the kahanim, v'im kain asher lo'om la'abshim en lo'mali la'fuki kahanim, k'di isa hosom, v'hi b'rais m'kmini lo'osom k'rabshim en.
So that's Taisus Kasha. Venira Li, so Taisus answers the Tlosa Kroi, the Atvi Psukim, the Iskishu Bu Soyer Apnimi Bisoyer Meshtaleich. The Atvi Psukim. Svirle Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon holds the Michad Binayu Gamrinen Mare Vekoime. The one you talk about Mare Vekoime, the Shkulim Heim. The Shkulim Heim. The Shkulim. He says Mare Vekoime. That means, should it be on Mara or on Koime, the Shkulim Heim. So, Memela, we learn out from one Hekish that both have to be Shoven B'Mara B'Koime. V'Domim, that has to be Shoven B'Domim, Michat Kronavke. That means, sometimes we see from Tosfos that if it only say one Hekish, we'd only use it on Mara B'Koime, because that's a Dimyan Atzmi. Both have the same color, both have the same height. I wouldn't say it has to have the same value, because value is not a dimyan atzmi, it's a dimyan study. But if I have a second hekesh, so from the second hekesh I learn out, it has to be shalva b'domim. B'domim michat kronavke. V'yata leichat. Now there's a third hekesh. They said there's three times it's hukshu the sirim. L'inyin kapore, l'midrish, masoyer, pnimi, ein mechapem. Al Yisrael, Bishar Averis, and the Sorachitzin is also not Mechapa on the Kahan and Bishar Averis. The Kivin, the Lav Hekish Gomahu, so Taisa says Rab Shimon also realized this is not a Glatik Hekish, Sherele Medamine Lule Gamri, where the Lemrinen, Mazene Mechapa al Yisrael, Avzene Mechapa al Yisrael, nor it's a Psabatlonish Hekish, just like the Soyer Apnimi is not Mechaper and Shar Averis for Yisrael, so the Soyer Chitzin is not Mechaper and Shar Averis from Kahan. But they have alone Lakshin and Bechiai Gavne, Elim Shem Demiyat alone Kolohochi. Now we have an Ibr Kepasik, is Dailon and Nakish Oysom Bedova Echot. Vim Kain, so Memela, so this Batlonish Hekish that we made, was only made because we had a Meyuta Dike Hekish, so we have to use it for this. So now Taisus asked Akash, according to Rab Shimon, if you make this Batlonish Hekish, make the Hekish Fakert and say that we'll learn out from this Pasik that just like the Soyer Achitzim is not Mechapa Tumas Migdosh, so the Soyer Pnimi is not Mechapa and Tumas Migdosh for the Kahanim. So the problem was Lo'om Lomali. So Taisa says, but since it's just that told Yeshtik Teir, it's a Batlonish Hekish, Vim Keini Lehavik Siva Shalom, Lehavim Akshinen Pnimi Limishtaleach Umishtaleach Lepnimi. I wouldn't make a double Hekish, because it's a Batlonish Hekish, which is only being made Mikoich Deyito. So I would say only one Hekish, Ol Davke Pnimi Limishtaleach, I would say. I would say, I'll be Makish the Pnimi to the Mishtaleach. That just like the Mishtaleach is not Mechaper and Tumas Mikdosh, so the Pnimi is also not Mechaper and Tumas Mikdosh for the Kahanim. Avo Mishtaleach lehava makshinim lepnimi. I wouldn't have been makish Mishtaleach lepnimi to tell me the Mishtaleach is not Mechaper and the Kahanim. Loim ashle ischaper bekahanim. Kivin Mishtaleach merube kaparosei. That means since Mishtaleach is a large kaporet, mechaper on all averes, I wouldn't be memayit the kaporet. That means if I have a choice which hekesh to make, and I would only make one hekesh because it's a tatlonish hekesh, so therefore, without the la'om, I would be makish chitzain to pnimi. And I would not be makish pnimi lechitzain. So memele, so that's why it has to say la'om. So now the hekesh is coming to be makish Pnimi to, now the Hekish is coming to be Makish, Chitzen to Pnimi. Just like the Pnimi is not Mechapar and Shara Veres, and the Chitzen is also not Mechapar and Shara Veres for the Kahan. Vashtib nami nichem, I de Koshlon, am I maisi osam, krode velokach ashnei asirim, havel elesuye mikro kama, dem veis adas bnei soyikach shnei asirim, My the frishes niche, the krokam, it's frishy shoven bedomim. Taisa says there's other psukim. Given the hukro airi bedomim, the germinim in the midom lehevi, we learn out that it belongs to the yom. Yikash neisirim belongs to the yom. Ve'i lehavik siv elotrei kroi, ve'i lehavik siv elotrei kroi, Abadashinen. Now Taisa said like this. There's three psukim. So one comes from Mar and Kaima. The second one comes for Domim. And the third one comes that Yomakish, Chitzin Lepnimi. If we'd only have said two psukim, Abadashinen, Chachi Yishovim Bedomim, the Bay Ayrikro, Vitonino Lidroshe Dahosom, Makish Soira Mishtaleich Lepnimi, Avoloi Mishishov Bemar Vekoimulai Havadashin and Klau, Kivin Dulai Ashkechon Beshal Zvochim, She Yishovim Bemar Vekoim, Elamidiat Alonkro, Basra Dashin Yishov Bemar Vekoim. Taisva said, if you would have only two psukim, I would not darshan mare vekoime because I don't find b'shal zvochim there is such a thing. Don't understand what Taisus is saying. We just learned the Gemara that by other zvochim there is such a thing of mare vekoime. By Metzaire, by Musaf, we have a whole Gemara that it passed by other things. So don't understand what Taisus is saying over here. Let us see weiter Taisus. Romani mekayim shnayim layoim kineged hayoim. That it has to be geshochten keneged yom. Taimoli, akate shnayim lomoli. Afili loiksiv elo kvosim b'nei shono temimim. Layoim, kvosim b'nei shono temimim. Layoim, oilo somit. Havedashinon, kvosim dani shnayim. Layoim, keneged hayoim. So why did the shnayim is still miyuta? Why do you need the shnayim for? Kvosim is a loshon rabin. Layoim kneged ayoim. V'yishloim eiloiksiv shnayim havadavashinin layoim akrod ba'asrei layoim oilo tomid. Esakeves echot tase baboike. Oilo tomid esakeves echot tase baboike. Kloima keves shel boike yesh lishchoit kneged ayoim v'suloi. Midulaiksiv oilois temidim. Havamine rak oilas tomid echod layoim keneged ayoim. Lachi itzach lamichtav shnaim layoim de tavaya keneged ayoim. Now let us just see the pasuk again and understand what Taisus answered. The pasuk says, kvosim bnei shono tmimim layoim oilosomid. So it's a keves echod tasev aboik. That's what it says in the pasuk. So Taisus says, Layoim oilo somid is, the oilo somid is a sore thumb over here. Because it's, if we're speaking about two kvosim, so it should say oilois tomid, not oilo somid. So if it would not say, so if it says shnayim layoim oilo somid, so we know oilo somid is going on, each one of the two should be shnayim layoim oilo somid. But if it wouldn't say the shnayim, so I would say, Layoim oilo somid, you should shecht keneged the yoim, oilo somid, which one? Esakevesech otasev aboike. So because of the loshin yochid of oilo, I would say that you darshan the posik that way. Layoim oilo somid, esakevesech otasev aboike, kleime keves shel boike. Al tabash nirali, the minadin, nataisis shtelzach oichet, why did they shecht the behemah and the tabashniye? Why did they do it to the tabas rishayne? Nirlid minadin oyeloi lishchait al tabas rishayne. Eloi rotsu lahakrivoi kula haila mizbeach, bli hefsik, seira shemo yatul glolim. That's why they were marchik. It shouldn't be closer to the mizbeach. There should be a richik tabas from the mizbeach. So I didn't understand this too well. Rashi said that in Ison the Teferis Yisrael that there were 24 tabois, knega 24 mishmores, and each mishmor had their own tabas. So now this first mishmor belonged to someone. Now what did they do with this problem of Atolos Glolim? I don't know. I mean, there's a bezundere hiddur that by the tomid there should be Atolos Glolim. It's like it's very unclear. It seems that Tomid, there was a standard tabas for all the Chavdalad Mishmores. And for the other Kabonis, they were, each one had their own tabas, but it's very unclear that the dafke by the tummy they were chayish for atolus glolum. Musafim vaday shnayim lemitzvah. Hachi goras Rashi. So Rashi taka says by the musafim that you need shnayim shavim bekayim evamara lemitzvah. Because there's no pasuk likuva. Aber besporim ksiv shnayim likuva. Vehik sharashi ikuva minolum. Where do we have a makar for iku? Nirli mishim dabosa dachsiv of yoyim ha-shabos shneich vosim. Ksiv oilas shabas bishabatoi. Vave kemoy shono olov akosuv la'akev. The oilas shabas bishabatoi. The oilas shabas should be in shabas. So whatever we said over here, it's like we're repeating it. Coming for a drash, that if you had the emurim from the Kolben Shabbos, so you're allowed to be makrebet meitzoi Shabbos, which is yontev, so they said dashinul nami loy mishana olav akosav la'akev. Ein mikro yoytsi midei pshut. That's a drash, ele Shabbos b'Shabbatai. Although the poshet pshat, the poshet is repeating itself, ele Shabbos b'Shabbatai, so that's called shon olav lakev. It should be in Shabbos, maybe it says before v'yayim ha-Shabbos, so it said, here it says b'Shabbatai, before it says v'yayim ha-Shabbos, so shon olav lakev. V'lek ele meima dekulu lahodro sha'osa. So how do you know the darshan that chelvei Shabbos shekreven beyond it? Then kelav lemichtav b'hai lishne Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. Avoy matzul shanis olo bin yenachem. Vim toime v'poich l'er lihochi gabi tmidim nami perish v'misa avle misnaye b'shem duchte. Al kaponim, what's the maskone? The maskone is that the musif needs shoven lemitzveh, likuveh, the tudroshes. The Talmud does not need the shoven. Listen, if you need shoven, so it should say someplace that it has to be shoven. Im kein, if the Gemara feels ois, that the Musaf Taka has to be Shovim, and came a Sofim Nami, it's also has the same Kasha. And Misa Debini Shi is Shovim, Avul Ela Misnayu, so it should have said someplace. Yeshloima de Lael Davke Porich Shapi, Mishim Dechol Seder Atomit, Nan Lebe Mesechas Tomit. You have a whole Mesechta, Mesechtas Tomit, and if there is such a Locha that both Tamidim have to be Shovim, so Rabbeinu HaKodesh should have put it someplace in the Mesechta that it has to be Shovim. So if it doesn't say Mesechtas Tomit, so that is, in other words, saying that you don't need Shovim. If in the Mesechta it doesn't say, so that means you don't need Shovim. There's no place where we have Mesechtas Musafim. We don't have any Mesechta that tells us Hilchis Musafim. Therefore, so if it doesn't say, it's nishkan kasha, it's but it could very well be that they have to be shoven. Tanu rabon, zot the gemara weiter. Shnei seire yoyim kippurim sheshochton bachutz ad sheloy higril aleihem. He shechted the two seirim bachutz. He made shchutei chutz before hagrolim. Chayev al shneim, so he's chayev on both. Mishe higril aleihem, what if he shechted both seirim after hagrola? Chayev al shel shem upotor al shel azazel. Then he's chayev on the shel shem, he's potor shel azazel. Before hagrola, he's chayev on both. Let us see what Rashi says. Chayev al shneim, mishum shchut echutz. Lekamen porich, koidem hagrola, lemai chozo befnim. Before hagrola, you can't be makrebet at all. Vekim lechozo amai chayev, or roi lepesach el moed binon. in order to be chayv on shchut echutz, you have to have a korban which is now roi le Pesach ha'yomoyed, and you didn't shecht it Pesach ha'yomoyed. Tchsiv b'shchut echutz for Pesach ha'yomoyed loy heviyoy. That's the chiyuv of shchut echutz. But if it wasn't roi le ha'yomoyed, so you couldn't be makrib it b'fnim. So how could you be chayv b'chutz? The Gemara is going to ask this kasha. If after Hagrol he shechted both, so he's chayim on the Shel Shem, because that's chozil Pesach el Moed. Or potter al Shel Azosu, le chozil akrib b'fnim. It's not roi le el Moed. About Kaponim, the Gemara is going to ask now the kasha, over ad shalai higral alayim chayim al shneim, le mai chozil. You can't be makrib them now. Before Hagrol is not roi for anything. So I shechted a behem that's not roi, I shechted two tzeirim which are not roi lepesach hayol moyit, lemay chozi. Omar Rav Chisda, hoyol veroi lesoyer hanase bechutz. No, these two tzeirim that were purchased by Hegdish, you could use this for the soyer hamusif. Who says that it has to be for the shnei tzeirim? Both of them can potentially be used for the soyer hanase lemusif. Period. Zogt Rashi, L'soyer ha'nasa b'chutz, kol echot ho'yeroi la'kriboi l'chatos ha'musuf shal yoyim ha'kipurim, ha'amure b'parshas Pinchas. So me'melem, so that's why, so before ha'grole, it wasn't nisyachid yet for the shnei asirin. It was purchased only for but lemaise it could still be used for the soyer hanase bechutz. It could be used for the shnei asirim. But since it is potentially it was roil of pesach oil moyed now for the soyer hanase bechutz, so therefore yechayev al shnei. After hagrole, so then only the soyer that's chozil Hashem yechayev bechutz.